know that the word aid means one? So if so, matam loy me'echod. How come over here the pasuk had to say an extra word of echod? Well, how come I had to say lo yakum aid echod biyish? Like l'chur, the word echod is extra. Even without the word echod, I know it means one. Like l'chur, the word aid only means one. So why does the Torah say aid echod over here? So from here we darshan to say ze bona av. This is like a binyan av. Like from here we learn out to all over that kol mokom shenemar aid harei kan shnayim. Usually whenever the Torah says the word aid, it refers to two. It means two aidim. Ad sheyifrod l'cho hakosev echod, until the Torah says clearly one, like it says over here, l'yokum eid echod. But if not for the word echod over here, if not wherever the Torah says the word echod, we say the word aid means two aidim. So coming back to the Parsha of Soita now, it says by the Parsha of Soita, v'aid ein bo. There was not an aid, which means there was not two aidim there. Now the Yom Rachman of the Torah says, Trei lespo. There was no two aidim there. Elochad, but there was only one aid that saw the way a person's wife was mezana with another man. And the Pasuk ends off, V'hi loy nispasa. She was not forced. Therefore asura. Therefore she's also to her husband. So from this Pasuk we learn out, V'aid ein bo, there was no two aidim, but rather only there was one aid, and the Torah is saying, we believe this one aid. So here's the Gzeres HaKosef here, this is how we know Midiraisa, that we believe in aid echod by Saita. If one aid echod, after the husband was Mekana, gave his wife Kinui, warned his wife, then if his wife, even if one aid echod tells us that he saw the way his wife was Mezana with that man, we believe the aid echod, and she's also to her husband. So now the Gemara goes to ask the question, like, why do we need this pasuk of aid echod before? The Gemara sounds like this. Elo taimo dechsev lo yokun aid echod biyish. Like, why do we say by the parasha of Soit is talking about two aidim? Because in the other parasha the Torah says clearly, lo yokun aid echod biyish. It says the word aid echod. So from there we learn out that all other places aid means two. So Gemara says, do you really need this? Holav hochi, if not for this type of a drasha, what would you say? However, I mean, I would have thought to say that in the Parsha of Soita, when the Pasuk says, the aid ain't bo, aid the Soita chatu. The Torah means to tell us that there was not even one aid echod there. So the Gemara says you can't have such a havamina. You can't think like that. Because, vi afilu chad leko, if the Pasuk means that there was not even one aid echod there, ela b'ma misisro. How does she become also to her husband? Here the Pasuk is mashma v'hi loy nisposho, she was not forced to do this nus, and therefore pasha means that she's asura, she's also to her husband. So how could you tell me the Pasuk says v'eid ein bo, and the v'eid means even an eid echod, that even if there was not even an eid echod there, so nobody saw it happen. So how could she become also? So like even without the extra drosha from the word eid echod, I know that here by sight to the Pasuk means to eidim. Sumer says no. It could be no. If not for the Pasuk of Lo Yokun Eid Echod, that it says Eid Echod there, I would have thought this said in the Parsha of Soita when it says Eid Ein Bo, it means not even one Eid. So then the question was, Pshita, why is she Yosa? So the Gemara says, no, V'yitzruch. Still I need it over here. So the Gemara is asking, even without the Pasuk of Lo Yokun Eid Echod Yish, I would know here by Soita when the Pasuk says V'yid Ein Bo, means to say there was no two Eidim, but just one. So Gemara says, no, Itzrich. No, it's not true. I really need this Pasuk of Lo Yokun Eid Echod to teach me that here by sight it means not two, but one. But without the Pasuk of Lo Yokun Eid Echod, Yish, I would not know it. Why? Because Sal Kodaita Chaminach, I could have thought to say, Eid Ein Bo. The Pasuk says there was no Eid. That means to say, Einem Ein Bo. Maybe it means to say, we do not believe in Eid Echod. That's what the Pasuk means. Eid Ein Bo, maybe Taka means an Eid Echod, and the Torah says it means you don't believe in Eid Echod. So Gemara says, Einem Ein Bo V'yela Ma Boi, what then do you need? Ad Yikatrei, until you need to aid him. Maybe that's what the Pasuk is teaching me. Eid Ein Bo means one aid by itself does not mean anything. We can't believe in Eid Echod. So what does the Pasuk mean to teach us? That you have to have two aid by Soita. So Gemara asks, is that true? You don't need the Pasuk for this. The Gemara asks, if so, Lishtuk Kroh Minei. Let the Pasuk just be quiet. Forget about the Pasuk altogether. You don't need the pasuk v'eidein bo. Why? Because if you want to tell me the pasuk is only teaching me that you do not believe in eidechod, pshit you don't believe in eidechod. To yas ye dover dover mi mammon, because that's the klal that by dover shabar erva by royish you need two eidim, like Rashi says. Dover dover mi mammon. It says by the parsha of Arroyis, ki motzo be'ervas dover. Uksiv v'dinei momnis, api shnei edim yokum dover. So we learn out the word dover dover from momen, that Arroyis needs to edim. V'ano yadan, I would know, midi dehevi akol edi yeshevatera. It's like all edim shevatera, that you always need to edim. If so, how could you tell me now? When the pasuk by Saita, what it's saying is v'eid ein bo, that means you don't believe in eid echod, but you need to aid him. If that would be pshat the pasuk, what do I need the pasuk for? Let the pasuk stand, be quiet. And Memelai would know you can't believe in eid echod, you need to aid him because of the gzera shava dover dover. Sumer says no itzrich. Sumer says no again itzrich. Means I need the original drasha the way we dashen from lo yokum meidechod biyish to teach me that all over aid means two aidim. So therefore, in the parsha of Saita, when it says aid ein bo, means that there was not two aidim, but rather there was one aid, and it comes to teach me that you believe in meidechod. So Mora says I need this because if not for this type of a drasha, salka daitechamin rai could have thought no. Again, that maybe the pasuk really means aid ein bo means you do not believe in meidechod. But you need to aid him. So the question is then, Pshita? Sumer says no. Salka daitach amin reikar thought to say, Saita shani, maybe Saita is different. You know why? The raglayim ledover. There's a raglayim ledover over here. Sharei kinolo v'nistero. Because by Saita we say there's a raglayim ledover that he was first mekanha. The husband was mekan his wife first. And then Venistero, then in Eidechot came and said that they saw the way they lived together. So, Lishemenbo, Eidechot, I would have thought to say to believe in Eidechot. Because since it's after Kino Vestero, after Kino, after the husband warned his wife, there's a Raglayim Ledover to believe them. There's like some evidence here to say that most probably she did have Znus with him. So therefore it's good, without the extra drosha of Lo yokum eidechod biyish, to say only there it means one, but all over it means two. I would have thought here by saying that you need a special pasuk to teach me that you do not believe in eidechod. You would have need two eidim. And even though I would have thought to say I know in svara, no. Maybe saita would be different because saita is a raglayim ledover. Therefore here the Torah starts to believe in eidechod. So that's why I would need the pasuk v'eidein, but no, don't believe in eidechod. So that's why the only reason why we say no, the pasuk means to say we do believe in eidechod, is only because we darshan a pasuk of lo yokum eidechod biyish, that only there does eid mean eidechod, but over here by saita means two eidim. So therefore we make this rasha, two is not here and only one, but one we believe. Now the Gemara says no. O mi motzis amrit, is it possible to say tiyei neman bo? Visharyom, well, what do you want to tell me? That maybe the pshat is v'yedein bo, like Rashi says, diloy golerach mono, to chol eid shnayim heim, if not for this gilu we're saying now that when it says eid, it means two, you want to say, hava mina dahai eid, ein bo, means ein neman bo, you want to tell me there's no eid echod, means you don't believe in eid echod over here. And that's what the pasuk means. So Gemara asks, how could that be? Well, me, Moses Amrit, the Yenemun bo, that the pasuk means to say you do not believe in Eidechod. For Sharyo, and then you're saying that she's muta. For me, dirsiv, he loin his posa. Since the pasuk said that she was not, forced with his nus, is mechlal di asura? So as mashma clearly, the pasuk is saying that she's asa. So how could you tell me now from the word v'hi, loin his posa, means, how could you tell me from v'yedein bo, means there's no Eidechod, you want to tell me now you don't believe in Eidechod. So you mean to say that she's muta, but the end of the pasuk says that she's asa? All right, a turnover. So the Gemara answers no, that wouldn't be a kasha. When the pasuk says v'yeid ein bo, we don't believe in eid echod, it doesn't only mean to say we do not believe the eid echod, because then it's a kasha. The end of the pasuk's mashma v'hi lo nispasha, she was not forced, and she's asa. So Gemara says, Itzruch. No, I need this drosha. Because I would have thought to say that pshat from the pasuk v'yei dein bo, that it was not an eidechod, means we don't believe in eidechod. I would have thought to say means ein neman bo eidechod. If not for the drosha of lo yokum eidechod b'yish, just from the pasuk here by sight of v'yei dein bo, I would have thought to say you do not believe in eidechod. But what does the pasuk mean to teach me? Adi katrei, that you need to weigh them. Who betray Nami, and even when you have two Eidim here, the reason why she's Osir is because he, betray Nami, he the Loinus Pasa. That the reason why she'll be Osir is because this Nus took place Barotzen. She was not forced. That's all the way I would have thought to make this type of a drasha. Kamash Malon. That's why now the Gemara teaches us, no, that's not the Pshat. Again, where we're coming out now is from the Pasuk of Lo Yokum Eidechot Biyish. It says there, Eidechot, it comes to teach us, only there does Eid mean one. But all over the word Eid means two Eidim. So therefore, by Saita, when the Pasuk says, the Eid, Ein Bo, it means to say there was no two Eidim. But what? But there was one Eid. And the Pasuk says, one Eid is Neman, v'hilo in Esposo, she was not forced, that's why she's Asura. So the kids, this is the Pasuk to teach us, that by Saita we believe in Eidechot by Tumah. Enachanami, from here we can't learn out to all other places to believe in Eidechot, because of Adam we have the Gemara Svara. Of here it's specialist of Raglayim Lodover. Of here there's more of evidence to say that most probably she did have this Nus, because since the husband before warned her, and then we found out that she was with this man, here it's more probable to say that she did have this Nus. So therefore only over here do we believe in Eidechot, but other places we do not. But I call upon him, that's the maskona here, that by sight that we have this special Xeris HaKasel over here, that if an Eidechot says that he saw the way the wife and a man was living together, that she becomes also to her husband now. It's a din vadai, we say for sure she had this nus, and we don't even let her drink the mehamorim. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding that the base on the base, by the two dots. Gemara says, "Real the Mishnah of Yeshua Oimer Mekana Lo Apishanayim." That we had a machlokes in the Mishnah. We know the halachas of Soiter is that first the husband warns his wife. He gives her a warning: "Don't be found with this man." Like he's suspicious, he sees his wife is being around with a man, so he warns her. So the machlokes we have in the Mishnah of Reb Elezer said, when you warn your wife, you have to warn her in front of two eidim. And then the second part of Saiter is, after you warned your wife, if you then find her alone in a room with that man, then she becomes a Saiter. So Reb Elezer said it's enough to have one aid, or even by yourself, if you yourself notice that your wife is alone with that man, she becomes a Saiter. Reb Yeshua in the Mishnah said no. Reb Yeshua said in the Mishnah that both have to be done in front of two eidim. You have to warn your wife in front of two eidim, and then umashka pishanayim also, that later, in order to make her into a saita, there had to be two eidim that saw your wife go alone in the room, or with saita privately with that man. So the machlokes in the Mishnah, b'shas tira, when she's found to be alone with the man, does it have to be with two eidim? Or Reb Elezer says, no, it's enough one eid, or else al piyatzman. So now we're going to explain what the machlokes. So Gemara says now, my time is Reb Yeshua. What's Reb Yeshua's svara that he says you need to weigh them b'shas t'stira? When you find later, after you warned your wife that she was found alone with that man, she only becomes a sight if you have to weigh them. Why does Reb Yeshua say you need to weigh them? Omakra, the pasuk says, bo. So we dash in bo with her, v'loi b'kino, and bo v'loi b'stira. So Rashi says it means that was the pasuk we had before, v'yeid ein bo. Before we had a chiddush that if a neidecha comes and tells you that your wife was mezana, she lived with a man, we believe the neidecha. So here it said lashon abor, eidecha nemon says betuma rashi's koi to aminei solat v'hinet tumo v'yeid ein bo. It says there was no aid there. So we darshin that ein bo trei elachad. We said that was the Gemara before, that an Eidechot is believed if he says he saw your wife live with a man. So it's a diyak bo. Only when the Eid says she's Tomei do we believe an Eidechot. But for Leib Kinoi, when you go to warn your wife,
You have to warn her in front of two edim. And also, bo v'loy v'stira. That when you come to have stira, when your wife is found to be alone with that man, it had to be in front of two edim. His boss says only by Eidei Tumah. Only if the Eidechot says he saw your wife live with the man, then we believe the Eidechot. But without that Eidus, when you want to have Kina, when you want to warn your wife, or even just Stira, when your wife is found to be alone with that man, you need to wait. That's Rabbi Yeshua's Svar. For Rabbi Eliezer, why men know? Bo v'lei b'kinoi. That's all true. It says you only believe in Eidechot by Tumah, but not when you warn your wife. When you warn your wife, that has to be done in front of two edim. That's the way Rabbi Eliezer dashens. But by stira, later when she's found alone, it's enough even in front of one eid. So Gemara asks, how does Rabbi Eliezer know this? V'yema bo v'lei b'stira. Maybe there's diik bo and not in stira. Not when she's found alone, you need two edim to be found alone. So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you stira. The fact that your wife is found alone with that man, that's iskish l'tumah. That has to do with tumah. And just like by tumah, that means when she really lives with the man, we add the pasuk we believe in Eidechot, so he learns by stira also, we believe in Eidechot. The pasuk says, v'nistara, she was found to be alone with that man, v'hi netumah, so it says in the same pasuk, stira with tumeya. So the Gemara asks now, kino nami, iskish, the Gemara asks no, so kino, when you warn your wife, also iskish l'tumah. It also says in the Torah near the word tumah. The pasuk says v'kinei asishtoi v'inei tumah, that he was mekane his wife v'kinei asishtoi v'inei tumah, she became tumah. So it says the word tumah next to the word kina. So maybe the same thing. When you warn your wife, it's enough one aid. So Gemara says for me it's rachmona bo, but our kopon in the Torah does say bo. That mashna means only there do we believe the eidechod, only by tumah. But not by something else. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says it means only kino needs two, but not stira. So Mara says, well, my rayas, how do you know which one yes and which one no? In other words, true, one needs two. But how do we know that it's the kino when you warn your wife? Maybe it's the stira when she's found alone. So Mara says, mistavra stira difa. It's more mistavra later when she's found alone, that's more chashuv to believe in Eidechot. Shekeinai srosa ketumah. Because later when she's found to be alone with that man, she becomes also to the husband. That's the loch of a saita. So that's more equal to tumah, there we believe in Eidechot. So Gemara asks, no, adarabah, just the opposite. Kina adif, when you warn your wife, that's more a chashuv. Shekein ikka gorim lo, because that's the main thing that starts off the whole works. Before you warn your wife, nothing happens. Like this din stira, that your wife is found alone with that man, it doesn't have to mean an ista stira, like an ista yichud. Can mean stam, she was in the room alone, even though the door was opened. And there's one, why? Because when you started it off by warning your wife, once you warned her, that starts off everything. From there on, she has to be careful not to be found alone with that man. So the thing that causes your wife to become Aslam is the fact you first warned her. So maybe the kina of the beginning, that's the gorim, that's the main point here. Samara says, no, ilav stira kina ma'ika. But that's for sure, even though it's true, it starts off with warning your wife, but just warning does not make her rasa to you. She only becomes rasa later when she's found alone with that man. So therefore, stira, the being of found alone, that's more closer to the tumah, the actual living with him. Therefore, there we say we believe in Eidechot. But the first step, that the husband has to warn his wife, that has to be done in front of two edim. So Mariesto, v'lav kina, but if you didn't warn her first, stira mayahani, why does stira help? Like again, back the other way, let's say. If you didn't warn your wife first, this stira, the fact she's alone with him, does not make her rasa to you. Mara says, no, afiluach, even so, stira adifa. Still, stira is worse. The eschalta de tumhi. Stira, that's the beginning of tumah. So therefore, stira is worse. So therefore, it's a svara that stira, when she's found alone, it's enough to believe in Eidechot. But the beginning, when you warn her, you need to wait. Now the Gemara says, masnisin deloiki aitana. Our Mishnah does not go like this tana. The tanya we learned, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Weimer, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, he says over the name of Rabbi Eliezer, nor it's not the way our Mishnah says Rabbi Eliezer, but this Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda learned different shot in Rabbi Eliezer, that he learned, ha-mekan el-yishtoi, when you go to warn your wife, in other words, you see, you're jealous, you see your wife is hanging around with that man too much, so you want to be careful, you warn your wife first. So when you go to warn your wife, mekana pi edechod, he holds it's enough to warn her in front of an edechod. Oya pi atzmai, just the husband himself, even without any edim at all, the husband himself could warn his wife. But umashkala, later when she's found to be alone with that man, even though it says lashon, when you make a drink, it doesn't really mean mashka, it means when she's found alone though, al pishnayim, that has to be in front of two edim. So that's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnahs both agree that the kina, the warning, has to be in front of two edim. And here this Tana learns in Reb Lezer, it's enough to warn her by yourself or in front of edechot. So Gemara says back, Heshivu Chachomim Ledibur Reb Yosi Reb Yehuda. The Chachom did not like Reb Yosi Pshat, and they asked the Kash, they asked the question back to him, and they said, according to you, Ein L'dov V'Soif, there's no end. Like, we have to be afraid, it'll become very easy for a wife to become a Soita. We'll soon see what that means. So first the Gemara asks, my time with Reb Yosi Reb Yehuda. What's his reasoning? Why does he say that when you warn your wife, it's enough to do it by yourself or in front of an Eidechot? Because he also, the Pasuk says, bo, that by Tumah you believe in Eidechot, so he dashens bo v'loy b'stira. But not by later when you find your wife alone with that man, there you need to aid him. But at the beginning, kina, he learns it's enough by yourself. So Gemara asks, how do you know that? V'yema, let's say the opposite. V'yema, let's say bo v'loy b'kina. When the Torah says to believe in Eidechot by the Tumah, when she lives with, when they see her living together, maybe we should make the diyuk, only there do we believe in Eidechot. But by Kina, when you warn your wife, you need to aid him. So he also knows, Kina iskesh to Tumah. That warning your wife is like the Tumah, you believe in Eidechot. The Pasuk says, V'kina sishtoi, v'ine Tumah, she becomes a Tumah. So Gemara asks, if so, stira nami iskesh to Tumah. By spirit also, when you find your wife alone with that man, also the Pasuk says, Dechsiv, V'nistar of Hinatamor, she was alone with him and she became Tomei. So Gemara answers, Ahu Lekama Shiastira. The second Pasuk of V'nistar, V'nitamor, when you found your wife alone with that man in the room, when the Pasuk says Tomei, there it just means, how long does she have to be alone with that man in the room to make a recital? It has to be Kedei Shiastira. The Kama Shiastira, Kedei Tuma. How long did I have to be alone in the room together? Enough to be able to be lived together. Kedei Tuma. If they're there long enough that they can live together at that time, that's when she becomes a Saita. See, holds when the Torah says Vinitumah by Stira, that's for a different halacha. When it says Tuma by Kino, it means to say that the halacha of warning your wife is like Tuma that we believe in Eidechot. So, Kitzur, this is Rabbi Yosi Reb Yehuda's Svara. Then the Gemara says the word, Heshivu Chachamim. The Chum answered back, Ledibur Rabbi Yosi Reb Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yosi Reb Yehuda, and told him, we don't like what you're saying, because if so, Ein Ladav V'Soif, there's not going to be an end. So Gemara asks, my Nihu, what does the Chum mean to say that if a husband could warn his wife by himself, there's not going to be an end? What does that mean? Tizimna, because sometimes it's like this. We have to be afraid, maybe, Tizimna Deloikoni. Maybe really what happened was the husband did not warn his wife. The Yomar, but later he's going to get angry at his wife, and he's going to see her alone with the man, and the Yomar Kanoi, and he said, what, I did warn her. That's what we're going to have to be afraid. If a husband's allowed to warn his wife by himself, we have to be afraid later when the husband sees his wife with that man, he's going to get very angry. And he'll get so angry, they'll even lie and say, Bezdin, you know, I already warned my wife before, and now she's being found with this man, she's a Saita. So it's too easy for the husband to make his wife into a Saita. That's why we don't like his pshat. Therefore, at the beginning, when you warn your wife, you have to first do it in front of two edim. So Gemara asks, if so, Limishna Seinu Yeshka Dav Asaif? According to our Mishnah, like, is it any better? Is there an end to our Mishnah? Zimnin Deloy Yisasar, we have to be afraid, true, our Mishnah knows you have to warn her in front of the Edim. But the Stira, when you find her alone, you are never to say, your belief to say you saw her alone. So here also with Akasha, sometimes you did not find your wife to be alone with that man. The Yoma, you'll just make up a story, Yisasar, and you'll say, yes, I found her to be alone. So you could also make her into a Saita too easy. So it's a kashra now mishnah also. So Gemara answers no. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. After divrei Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, ein ladav esayif. What he meant to say is even according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, there's no end. But he meant to say in our mishnah also it's a kashra. So let's. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. After divrei Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, ein ladav esayif. So Gemara asks after divrei Rabbi Yosef Yehuda means even according to him. For loymi boy le mishnah sayin, when not only according to our mishnah, adarab, just the opposite. Le mishnah sayin, no ika ika. According to our mishnah, it's not such a big of a kasha. Because now mishnah starts off when you first warn her, you have to warn her in front of two edim. So it's not so easy for a husband to make his wife into a saita. Because if he didn't warn her, he can't lie about it. Because it has to be done in front of two edim. But Hossam, according to Rabbi Yossi, lek ikar. He holds the kina when you first warn her, you could do it by yourself. So that's much easier to do. El, if you meant to say, this is what you meant to say. El, yit, mahochi, yit, this is what you meant to say. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, that le divr Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, af le mishna seinu, ein le dav esayf. He only meant to say, not meant to say, the ikar question is, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. But once you ask a question on him that it's too easy to make your wife into a saita, there is a little question on our Mishnah also. If you learn that a husband has a right to say by himself, I saw my wife alone with that man, and she becomes also to him, it'll also be too easy to make your wife into a saita. So just me to say, after Mishnah Seinu, after Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, there's also a little question on our Mishnah. This Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Chanina, Misura, Leilema Inish Leisasei. A person should not tell his wife, Bisman is there now at times, a person should not warn his wife, even though he sees his wife is going around with that man, you should not give your wife an official kinoi, an official warning in front of two Aden. You know why? Because, or no, even privately, you should not warn your wife, because Dilma Kaimalok Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe we pass like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The yoma that he holds kina piyatsmi, that if a husband warns his wife even privately, that's called a good stira. Omisasa, and she becomes asa then, because once you warned her, if it's true that she's found to be with that man, she becomes asa. Veleku idna mei saita mivdaka, and nowadays we don't have the mechata, we don't have the mei saita, we don't have the offer to put into the water to make the mei saita. So therefore, ukosa lo alavayu, isur v'liyelam, should become asa to her husband forever. In other words, v'zman, the Beis HaMikdash, when we had the Neisaitam, so if your wife was in a doubt, like, what happened? Saita is like this, you warned your wife, and then all there were edim, that she was found along with that man. We don't know if they really lived together or not, so really, midiraisa, she should be mutter to you. Liba v'cheskas kashrus. There's a new Xeris HaKosu by Saita know that she becomes also to her husband, Misafik, until we check her out. We have to later let her drink the Mehamorim, and when she drinks the water, then we'll see what happens. If a stomach bursts, that's a raya she did the tumor. If not, she was tahor. So Bismana, based on Migdish, she could check it out to see if she'll be mutter to you or not. But Bismana is there today, we don't have the Mehamorim, we can't check her out. So if you'll make your wife into a saita, minasafik should be yasa to liyelam. So therefore, bezman is there, it's not worth it to give your wife kina to warn her. Vayta omer Resh Lakish, my lashon kinui. What is this lashon of kina that you warn your wife? So Resh Lakish learns, no, kina means dover amato kina beino lebein acherim. You're making something jealousy means you're making a machlokes. You're going to make people come to get angry. Rashi says kina means kas. You're going to make people get angry at your wife. If you warn your wife, so now the halacha is she can't be found with that man at all, so people are going to come angry at your wife. Why? He learns, we learn like this, Alma, kisavar, kinoi al piyatsmai. The word Resh Lakish also holds that a husband can warn his wife privately. So it could be now that the husband warned his wife. Therefore, privately. Now, the rest of the world, the people around, do not know that this husband warned his wife. Now, when the wife goes publicly, after she was warned, she's going to be very afraid to go near any man, or to go near that man. The Yamir, people are going to say, how come this lady is staying away from us? In other words, she's not going near men at all. So people don't know because she's afraid maybe she'll become a soita. So people are going to think, Stam, she doesn't want to be sociable. So people are come to hate her. So the kids of the lotion of kinah is, you're going to make people hate your wife, become angry, not hate her, become angry at your wife. That's the way Rosh Lakish learns. The also lemevet kinah bado, and come to get angry at her. That's what kinah makes. That's the way Rosh Lakish learns. Rav Yemabar, Rav Shalmiya, Mishmei Dabayu Amar, Dover Hamato Kino Beinola Beino. He holds no, it's going to cause some jealousy, some problems between the man and his wife. If a man wants his wife, he's going to get problems back. Why? Alma, we see according to Rav Yemabar Shalmiya, Alma Ksavar, Kino Yalpishnayim Edim. That when you warn your wife, you have to warn her through to Edim. The Kula Yalma Yad, everybody knows, the Konilo. So what, if you warn your wife, everybody knows you warned her. So therefore, she stays away from men, people won't become angry at her. They'll understand why she's doing this. And it's just going to come out now that she is going to become angry at her husband. Like she has a good time now. You're accusing me of being with this man. What kind of business is this? And she'll only try and find excuses to get angry back at the husband. So therefore, if you warn your wife, you're just starting up that you're going to get her back. Rashi says, she's going to get angry back at you, give it back to you, the fact you were suspicious about her. That's the way Rav Yirmiyah Bashalmiyah learns. So I call upon the coins of both these man, the Yom Gemara says, Alma, we see, from both Resh Lakish and Rav Shalmiyah, we see like we have